Hiya, it's Wildcards, the show where you vote on what we spend the next... Well, it should be an hour, but it's not, because I'm double parked, so it's going to be the next 35 minutes talking about... And we're all just going to be fine for that. To be honest, with some of the categories, 35 minutes is absolutely ample. I've got Neil Atkinson, I've got Ben Jono, I've got Johnny Milburn, I've got Anna Walsh. And you've got a Twitter name that every time I'm like, it is Anna Walsh, isn't it? You've got a name that's different on the internet to real life, and I see you more on the internet than real life, I think. How sad. And also, Danny Austin's going to be here at some point. He's not here yet. He's modelling a hat right now.
I don't quite understand what's happening there.
He's modelling a snapback because it's 2019 and the Anfield rap is very much here for it. Let's jump right in. So our first category is LFC present. Your choices were Nathaniel Klein, which at the time of recording feels very important. Alisson versus Reina, but the winner, storming ahead on 51%, is Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. I checked as soon as I saw this category and thought, oh God, there's been some sort of a big update. That's why people want to talk about him. There has been no big update. He started running around Christmas time. He's still running and that's fine. Apparently he's been having words with Rian Brewster about running and that's it. So I don't know. I guess my question is, do you miss him quite significantly? Do you feel like last night at the time recording, we're recording just after City, so maybe that's why people want to talk about him?
Maybe. I mean, it would have been nice to have him last night, but I just love all the social media updates and stuff he's doing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, it is Alex kicking a ball. That looks good. It genuinely is a remarkably strong game, the Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain recovered from injury social media game.
But it's because you're behind him, isn't it? Because because everybody's like, oh, he's a nice lad.
He's a nice lad.
Like the Bros documentary, it might prove to be the best film of 2019. The Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain recovering from injury documentary. It's terrific.
Definitely got a narrative.
It has. And I do miss him. And I think he would have made a difference last night. And yeah. I think we're missing, you know, I think that the player we all want Keita to be, and he could still be for Liverpool, shouldn't be written off by any stretch of the imagination at this stage. But the idea of someone driving us forward from the middle of the park, and also another option maybe to do bits and pieces if we need it in wide areas or help us close games out. You know, the idea that you could play 4-4-2 and you could use him on either flank a little bit, you know, and he'd be a threat there. I think we're just missing him in sort of in every sort of sense. But as long as he's kicking the ball up in the air every now and again on the internet, it's not quite the same as a goal.